Speaking at the now concluded Belt and Road Summit in Hong Kong, Hong Kong Chief Executive CY Leung said the city is both well-positioned and well-prepared to play a bigger role in the development blueprint.
The initiative offers unprecedented opportunities to all territories, Hong Kong included. With the combined advantages of one country and two systems, Hong Kong can serve as a super connector between the mainland of China and the rest of the world. In areas such as finance, investment, professional services, trade, logistics, culture, creativity, innovation technology, Hong Kong's unique super connector role can bring together the strengths of Belt and Road economies.
CY Leung says his administration plans to establish a special Belt and Road office to promote Hong Kong's role in the plan. Hong Kong Commerce Secretary Gregory So says plans are already underway to try to make the city more accommodating for countries outside China participating in the Belt and Road plan.
We as a government will continue to build infrastructure that facilitates the free flow of investment, trade and people. We are also keen to continue encouraging further trade and investment liberalization. These include, for example, establishing more free trade agreements, investment promotion and protection agreements, double taxation avoidance arrangements, as well as other formats of regional, plurilateral and multilateral trade rules.
Hong Kong and Indonesian authorities have signed a memorandum of understanding this week in areas such as promotional exchanges and best practices. Hong Kong native Liang Lun has been running a toy factory in Indonesia for over the past 10 years. He says his company is already benefiting from Belt and Road, says they are now able to reduce costs and obtain financing through programs underway in Indonesia sponsored by Beijing. As a result, Liang Lun says his sales have increased by close to 50% since the Belt and Road plan was first put forward.
Our injection machines are our biggest cost. We made a one-off payment in the past, but now we can pay via three-year loans. At the same time, customs clearance in Indonesia is now faster. It used to take 2 or 3 days to get our containers. Now it only takes 1 day.
A non-governmental Belt and Road Research Institution was established in Hong Kong earlier this year. Deputy Director Alan Lee says they have invited dozens of experts to create an investment risk rating among countries and businesses participating in the Belt and Road sometime next year.
The first of our concerns is the spirit of law, because laws are fundamental. We will also consider local religions and customs. We will use Hong Kong as the baseline and give our ratings based on how a particular country or business operates compared to Hong Kong.
It's also being suggested a dispute resolution mechanism for trade disputes also be set up in Hong Kong for companies and countries along the Belt and Road. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.